Hello, I am Layla Walsh, and I am here with Caprice Gartelli and Carrie Courtnage, and we are here to talk about the Netflix hit show 13 Reasons Why. Just a warning, we will be talking about spoilers. There will be a ton of spoilers in this podcast. We will be talking about things that happen on the show. So if you have not seen them on Twitter or you don't want to hear about them, I suggest you don't listen until after you finish the show.
Yeah, and there's some sensitive material in there, so.
Yeah. So I thought we would just start the podcast by talking about the characters on the show. Probably the most famous name or face to the show, I think, is Dylan Minnette. I'm sorry if I did not pronounce his last name right. He was the one who played Clay, and I think he did a pretty freaking good job.
I thought he did too, and I also thought that Katherine Langford did a great job showing all the emotions of Hannah, because I know that's hard for a lot of actresses to do, and I think she displayed it very well.
Yeah.
They both displayed the character development, how that situation would be realistically in their mental deterioration. So I'm glad that they took care of that.
Definitely.
In real life, Miles Heiser, who plays Alex, and Brandon Flynn, who plays Justin, are supposedly dating, and I just think it's the most adorable thing ever.
Yeah, agreed. And you would never tell on screen that they had a relationship at all. I think they did a great job.
Yeah. And Justin Prentice, who played Bryce, he was actually in iCarly. So he's grown as an actor.
Definitely. I think that probably from this show alone, I think they've all grown.
But yeah. And I definitely think Twitter has helped with that because this show has been blown up on Twitter.
Oh, it's all over Twitter. Like, you're scrolling through your feed and all you see is stuff about 13 Reasons Why. There's so many memes about it.
Sometimes it's good, the attention it's been getting. Like, for a short spell when it first came out, people were like, oh, you guys really need to pay attention to what's going on in people's lives. But literally a week after, people were making fun of the show with very sensitive material. And that got me peeved.
Yeah. A lot of things about, this was just one that I saw. Like, if someone asks for you to borrow a pencil, and they're like, no. And then they're like, welcome to your tape. And when I first saw that, I was pretty ticked off. Like, that's so sensitive, and I don't think that's something that you should be joking about.
Yeah, and especially because, like, they're making fun of the fact that something small pushed Hannah to kill herself, but it wasn't one thing. It was everything in her life was adding up, and she couldn't take it anymore.
It was a pile-up.
Yeah, it wasn't just one little thing.
There was no one moment where she snapped. The way I saw it, she just kept losing herself more and more inside until the one thing happened that she just felt like there was no going back, and she just didn't feel alive anymore.
And there's a lot of people who are like, she was way overdramatic. She could have handled the situations a lot better. She was just so overdramatic in how she dealt with them.
She wasn't overdramatic.
And I was like,
depression.
She was raped.
Yeah. And I was like, why don't you go through what she's gone through? And then you try and handle it all by yourself, because that's how she felt. Like, she felt like she was alone and she couldn't talk to anybody about anything. And yeah. I was just like, you go through it. You see if you can handle it, because I doubt you could.
And her parents weren't helpful. She was losing all of her friends. It was a horrible situation. Like, if you have no one to talk to, it's going to drive you to end your life.
Yeah.
And people don't understand that it wasn't just a regular person. Because of all this, she got anxiety, she got depression, she got suicidal thoughts. And these are common themes in anybody around you, and you would not know.
Exactly.
So it's not in your place to make these kind of jokes or make fun of people who act this way, because it is a real thing. And they're trying to show that through the show, but originally in the book by Jay Asher, which I'm pretty sure we all read.
Yes, I read the book, but that was back in middle school. So going back and watching the show, there was things I forgot, so it didn't feel like anything was repeating to me. It felt like something new, sort of.
I see what you mean.
Like, it was interesting, but I think that there's like a lot of different theories that people have about the show rather than about the book, because already the show has been viewed by like so many people, probably more than people have read.
Most people mm-hmm. didn't even realize it was a book, which was kind of upsetting because it was so carefully written.
I know. Mm-hmm. And now all these theories are developing about it, too.
They don't make sense. Well, first, let's get to the gist of what the show is actually about.
Right.
Okay.
In the beginning, you already know that Hannah kills herself.
Yes.
And Clay is given the tapes. The tapes are every single person that has done something wrong to her or affected her in some way have a tape, and there are 13 tapes.
Yeah.
So it's just what drove her to kill herself.
And the high school that she attended, they have posters all around the school about, like, talking to someone rather than committing suicide. And they have all the teachers trying to talk to students, and everyone's trying to support each other. And they have flowers by Hannah's locker. But really, they're the ones that drove Hannah to that point. So, like, they're the ones that weren't helping anyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of irony.
It's the one quote when Clay is screaming in the middle of the hallway, and he's like, everyone's just so nice that it drives you to kill yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Now, there's a theory. So, obviously, they show all of the signs of Hannah killing herself, and they show everything leading up to it, and you see points, and you see her breaking points, and you see, like, okay, yeah, this, and this, and this.
Like, when she cuts her hair,
mm-hmm.
when she starts to, like, give things away.
Yeah. At the end of the show, Alex, shoots himself in the head, and that's what Mr. Porter tells the principal. So everybody was going back, and they were looking and missing, and they were like, how could we miss Alex's signs? Like, we were so caught up in Hannah that we missed Alex's sign. And one of the big signs is Hannah cleaned her room. Alex also cleaned his room and organized himself, supposedly, before he shot himself.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a pretty big sign.
Also, what about the time when he had his guitar and he was playing in front of the school, and somebody was like, oh, look, another suicidal song. And he's like, don't say that. Because you can tell something was wrong with him, but it went over everyone's head. Because they're like, oh, he's sad about Hannah. No, mm-hmm. not just that.
Yeah.
Because she left behind 13 people filled with guilt.
Yeah.
And that guilt destroyed them all.
Yeah, I agree.
Especially Clay and Jessica. She was destroyed.
Justin was pretty... I think Justin was pretty messed up because Jess was hurt, and I think that hurt him, too, because I think he genuinely cared about Jess
a lot. And his life was hard as it is.
Yeah,
with his mom and stepdads and stuff like that.
The only person who wasn't left feeling guilty was Bryce, in my opinion.
Yeah, because he didn't think he did anything wrong. Yeah. There's another theory where Tony was always following Clay, and Clay saw it as Tony being a stalker and Tony not minding his own business because he's like involved in the tapes. And the theory is that Tony followed Clay so much was because Tony really cared for Clay and didn't want him to get messed up and do the same thing Hannah did. So he followed him around to make sure that Clay would stay okay and he would stay safe.
Because Tony was friends with Hannah, and they never showed that in the show, but they were friends because she left him the tapes. She left him the responsibility of making sure they got passed around to everyone.
Yeah.
So she obviously trusted him.
There's another theory, and it's based on how you watch the show. I don't know how quickly you guys watched it, but it took me the weekend because I had to watch them in bits and pieces, like Clay. There was other people who watched them all in one night, like Alex, and there was other people who just would skip around episodes to see what happened, like Marcus did, and to see what Clay's tape was, because Marcus only listened to his tape. So, I don't know how you guys watched it.
I watched, like, an episode a day. I couldn't take it at some points, so, I mean, there was 13 episodes, so it took me, like, almost 2 weeks, because I had to watch it slow.
Yeah, it took me. I had to watch it in bits and pieces.
I knocked it out in, like, 2 days. I don't know. I didn't have time to watch it all in one night, obviously, but I felt like I needed to just have it all in my mind. So, because if I took that time that you guys did, I think that would kill me, because it's just too much time to think about it in bits and pieces every second.
Yeah.
All right. The final theory is Alex didn't actually kill himself. If you remember in the show, this kind of breaks up into two theories. Justin and some other people who received the tapes were sitting in the gym on the bleachers, and they were talking about how Clay is causing trouble. And Justin was like, we should just kill the kid. We should make it look like a suicide. Two star-crossed lovers killed themselves for each other, kind of a thing. And nobody else agreed, and Zach was like, no, you're an idiot. Like, we can't do that.
I forgot about that.
So there's theories that Justin killed Alex and made it look like a suicide, made it look like Alex shot himself in the head. Or there's another theory that Tyler is a school shooter and he was taking down the pictures and he kind of hesitated at Alex's picture and then decided to take it down. So he's shooting people in that order and Tyler was the first.
I don't know if he would go for Tyler or if he would go for Alex first, though. Like, I don't know.
That doesn't make sense to me.
I feel like he would go for...
I think he would go for, like, Bryce first, honestly.
Clay. He hated Clay.
Who was the one who kept calling Bryce the rapist when nobody else would? Because Courtney was like, Hannah was lying. Who was the one that, who was the one that kept calling Bryce the rapist? Or the rapist?
I don't remember.
I can't remember.
I think Carrie's gonna look it
I
up.
I think it so. Was that it was the poetry guy who had the magazine for the school.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it was him.
Wait. I don't know. But like all in all, some people do believe that he was the shooter. I think it's very far fetched.
Well, I don't know, because he bought a gun in the alley.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he had like the drawer full of guns, and it was like a hidden thing.
I don't know. It is sketchy, but I don't think he was going to kill those people. I think he was just taking down his picture because it's like, oh, geez, one of my friends just died, you know?
Yeah, but it could...
I think it will lead to something else if it were to continue, but I highly doubt that they'll continue the series.
I don't know. That's another thing that, like, everyone's talking about. Like, is there going to be a season two?
Because there's, like, 13 cliffhangers.
Exactly, mm-hmm. But, like, there was not a sequel to the book.
So there should not be a sequel to the show.
Because the author, Jay Asher, felt that he said everything he needed to say. And I don't know if they should really make another season.
Because in these situations, there's no resolutions. People are left this way.
Yeah.
And you need to feel empty. You need to feel the way that they feel, because this is real life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And then there were good reviews and there were bad reviews. And part of the bad reviews was because they supposedly hired mental health experts for the show, but did not use them.
Because basically what happened was they were specifically told not to show the suicide. She slits her wrists at the end, and it's very, very graphic. And although it has the warning at the beginning, people were not prepared for that amount of violence. And mm-hmm. I get it, they were trying to show, like, exactly what it is, because there are so many narrow-minded people in this world that don't understand that this is what people go through. So it was trying to get to show those who don't understand mental diseases and those who don't have them, to give them some perspective. I get that. That was very important for those who did take something from it, but people were still dramatic about it, saying that, hey, well, you know what, she didn't have to do that, and they didn't have to show this. And then there were many people who have mental diseases that were completely triggered by it, and they are not okay right now.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
And, like, there's people talking about the show, and they're like, she shouldn't have killed herself. And I'm like, no one should kill themselves for any reason. Like, how are you saying this is a lesser reason? Like, there's no good reason.
Yeah, everybody's going through their own thing, and we never know. We can never possibly understand what they're going through unless we go through themselves. Or, like, we go through it ourselves. So for someone to say, oh, there was a better option than killing yourself.
Well, yeah, there's always a better option.
But
that's when not you're the in point. That state of mind, there's nothing you can do.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or there's nothing you can bring yourself to do, is what I should be saying.
Exactly.
I've been in a situation where I've had suicidal friends and I've had to get help for them. And mm-hmm. I can honestly just say the best thing to do is, like, tell their parent or someone that can, like, get them someone to talk to.
And definitely do not judge them. Do not be yeah. like, this is not the answer. Like, don't negatively say this is not the answer. Like, it might be, like, don't make them feel bad about their situation. Don't make them feel bad about their problems. Don't make them feel bad that they're being overdramatic or something where it pushes them more.
You just need to look out for people and you need to understand the perspective, because from your point of view, it may not seem that big and you're probably thinking, oh, well, I could get through that, but you don't know that, because from their perspective, everything is inflated, everything is piling on bit by bit by bit, yeah. and it's driving them to do these things.
Exactly.
Yeah. Quickly, before we sign off, Selena Gomez was a big part on the show. She was co-producer. She got tattoos with a few of the cast members. She got they got semicolons on their wrists in support of,
I think it's mental awareness.
Yeah, mental prevent.
Well, there was, like, this whole thing on social media that these people started with a semicolon because it's representing not ending your life, because you put a semicolon instead of a period when you don't want to end a sentence. So, like, you're mm-hmm. not supposed to end your life. That's what it's, like, a metaphor for.
The woman who actually created the semicolon killed herself a few weeks ago.
Really?
She did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, see, we never know what someone's going through. Like, I'm sure she was trying to be strong and create this thing, and then her battles ended up winning, I guess, which is really sad.
Yes, it was sad.
So I think we're going to end the podcast there. If you have not, please go watch the show.
Or read the book.
Yeah, the book is really, really great. Yeah, this is Layla Walsh, Caprice Garcelli, and Carrie Kortnich signing off.